Melting polar ice caps, drought, ocean acidification, record snowstorms, rising sea levels, all of these are cited in the ongoing efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and rein in climate change. But they are also real hazards in the here and now, and almost certain to get worse.
The science is fairly clear that even if we get our act together globally at the magnitude necessary to avoid catastrophic changes, some changes are occurring.
Lauren Casey is deputy director of the Regional Climate Protection Authority, a joint agency of all 10 local governments in Sonoma County that has just released a report titled Climate Ready Sonoma County, Climate Hazards and Vulnerabilities. One of the co-authors of the deeply researched document is Lisa McHaley, executive director of Pepperwood Preserve.
You want to prepare in advance rather than having an emergency in the future. It's always cheaper and more successful to have a picture of what these impacts might look like and start planning for them now. It's like preventative medicine.
And it's clear, she says, that we should be preparing for Sonoma County to be hotter and drier.
Our local environment is on a trajectory towards becoming more and more arid. Water is going to become more and more precious as the temperatures go up. Our landscape will literally be drying out.
We're already seeing evidence of that, notes Roanoke Park City Councilman Jake McKenzie.
The thought that we are now being exposed to fire danger in January and February seems surreal, but it's going to be a very real part, I believe, of life in the future.
But he's even more worried about an important regional roadway at risk from sea level rise.
If, in fact, the Antarctic ice cap starts to melt at an incredibly rapid rate and speeds up, then that concern that we have looking decades ahead for the possibility of Highway 37 being underwater, that process may have to be speeded up considerably.
Many of the contributors for the report, including Sonoma Ecology Center researcher Caitlin Cornwell, usually study climate effects on the natural world. But she says it's important to anticipate the human consequences as well.
If we have more heat waves, more days when the temperature gets very high, the people who will suffer most from that are people who are working outdoors, like construction workers and vineyard workers, and people who live in old housing that doesn't have air conditioning, people who don't have transportation and can't go to the library when it's 110. So there's a real social justice aspect to climate hazards.
Healthy food will become more costly too, she cautions. But for local governments, says Lauren Casey, the report should be a stimulus for long-range emergency planning.
Many of these impacts are things we already have experience with and that we already have processes in place to respond to. We've dealt with drought before. We have dealt with flooding before. We need to do more with less in the future, and we need to make the investments that we are already making more climate smart rather than continue to plan and build as if weather will behave in the way that it has for the last century.
The Climate Hazard Report will also be on the agenda for the precedent-setting Regional Climate Adaptation Forum to be held at Sonoma State on April 8th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.